98.1 KZE. Live from the Red Hook Studios, please welcome James Maddock and Brian Mitchell.
Of old pegs where the washing dries, a banged up shed and some old mince pie. Reading a book, I'm watching TV. The sun comes up on that sleepy town. You're in the garden in your dressing gown. Sunbeams dance in your long gray hair. I get sentimental when I see it right.
KZE, James Maddock in the studio. Brian Mitchell also with us playing the squeeze box today. What a wonderful surprise.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, put things into a conversation mode over here. So, we got
James Maddock coming through the Town Crier in Beacon on September 8th. And Adam, I dragged you into this today too because you're quite a fan, right?
Yes, I'm a super fan.
I hope so.
I was working at Sony Music, I think I mentioned the other day, MK, and if this would have been in the mid-90s, and I had this, somebody gave me this CD of, just said Wood. What was the name of that album, James?
Songs from Stamford Hill.
Songs from Stamford Hill, that's right. Mm-hmm. And I listened to it, I said, who is this soulful son of a gun? So I was played that for quite a bit. And then, time went on. Of course, he was such a talent, but, you know, you didn't do any more albums for Sony, did you?
No.
Yeah, that's the way it goes. I knew when there's somebody real talented coming on. That
Move on immediately.
You know, it's just too big a company. And so anyway, and that's how I discovered James. And then years later, I would look for him on City Plays at City Winery all the time and gigs like that. So I got
moved to New York around that time.
And yeah.
And you spend some time in this area as well, right?
Yeah, I come and visit Brian quite a lot. Brian lives in Woodstock, and I come out here and hang out with him, and we play the Colony sometimes. And I used to come up and see the Ramble.
Sure.
You know, when Brian was playing with Levon. So, you know, I've been up here a lot.
I was looking at the inside. Adam was kind enough to hand me the new CD, Nightwork, before you came in, and I was looking at it. And it worked out nicely because just as you sang the line about the clothes pegs, I was looking at the back cover.
That's right.
There they are.
That's my mum's back garden.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And now that song, Lavender Blue, obviously is about my mum. Well, not obviously, but that's about my mum. And I thought... It's a nice picture of her garden, and I just put it there.
Yeah. Was she delighted?
Do you know what? She hasn't got a CD player. And I think I sent her the song over the internet. I don't even think she's heard it. I don't think she really cares that much.
Really?
She's not. Yeah, I know. I don't know. She doesn't seem to be that... Oh, that's nice, James. No, it's not really that bothered. I don't think she's that sentimental.
This beautiful song about you and your garden.
I know. Yeah, I never thought so. I remember once I surprised her. I hadn't been visiting the UK, and I hadn't been over for like 8 or 9 months, and I just surprised her. Walked through the door and made sure my brother didn't tell her I was coming, and she just looked at me and went, "Oh, hello, James." I just literally just walked in the door.
Just been around the corner, yeah.
There's no big.
It's very casual.
My mother would have been, "No, don't worry, don't write me a song. It's okay, I'll sit in the dark."
Is she a musician? Do you come from a musical family?
My dad is. Mm. My dad plays a lot of instruments, and definitely the musical side is my dad and his father.
Yeah.
But my mum, no, she doesn't. Don't play nothing.
So she doesn't care about it.
I mean, she likes it, you know, but she's not like one of them mums who are like coming to every gig and, you know.
Yeah.
But that said, I did find that she did keep some newspaper clippings.
There you go.
So she obviously takes an interest.
She's listening to this song in private and she's crying about it and she's just not telling you, I bet.
Maybe that's true.
But I was looking at the inside and I noticed the word Beacon, New York popped out at me. Did you do some recording at perhaps Innsbruck Studios?
In which one? Innsbruck. Yeah, that's actually that's in Beacon.
Yeah.
It used to be in New York and then they moved it to Beacon. And some of the record was done there. Some of it was done in the UK with the guys from Wood, actually. I sent tracks over to Steve and Jim. And some of it was done at Jack Daly's place in New Jersey. So it's a bit of a mishmash.
Yeah. I like a good mishmash.
I mean, I would love to be in a position to go into a studio with all the guys and record everything, you know, like we used to do.
Yeah.
But it's just very difficult to do that without a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You kind of have to, like, do things when you can do them and work around the schedules of various people who are all in various projects to make a living.
Yeah.
And James, also because I think, like, you're really one of the more prolific singer-songwriters I know. I mean, you've put out about a good dozen albums, right? And is that another reason why you kind of just want to get in the studio and get another done? Or do you feel
this is a funny thing, actually. I wrote about 80% of these songs in a very short space of time, like about 2 weeks last year. And then at the same time, my old friend Steve Jackson, the drummer from Wood, he wrote me out of the blue and said, "Hey, I've just built a studio in my shed in Cornwall in England. If you've got any songs, send them over." And I said, "I just happen to have about 8 or 9 new songs." So that kind of started the ball rolling. Yeah, because normally I use Aaron Comis, my friend from the Spin Doctors. He's a fabulous drummer, and I use him on all my records. But Steve just kind of came at me at that moment, and I just started to do them with Steve, and it just kind of went that way.
Yeah. Is there a through line on the record? Is there kind of a connecting thread? Just a bunch of songs?
I don't think so. Other than I wrote most of the songs in a very short space of time, there's not really a theme or anything like that.
Yeah, you were just ready to
just come out. I just wrote them all. You know, I just hit my stride, and there they were.
Well, and the front cover is you literally doing some work at night.
That's me
doing
like
some night
actually
work.
Working. Not really. I mean, that's a bit posed. That is.
I was going to say that wasn't a candid shot.
But you know, I do sit around. That's how I write songs. I wanted to. I think the title "Night Work" comes from the idea. I wanted people to realise that it is work. You sit around. You have to think, and you have to write, and you have to keep writing, and it's a process. And that just photograph of just me working. I mean, that is what I do a lot of the time. It's very solitary and trial and error, and it's self-editing, and you just see what happens.
Well, I think from what I've heard so far, what happened was something very wonderful. So,
thank you.
Yeah. Once again, James Maddock is my guest in the studio. We also have Brian Mitchell from The Weight Band. Adam helped me out with the interview portion today. You can see James at the Town Crier in Beacon September 8th. Not to put you on the spot, Brian, but any chance you're going to pop up at the Town Crier with that accordion?
I actually have a gig.
You got a gig.
I would be there.
I asked him if he could play, but he is busy.
Yeah, that's too bad.
I think the Weight has a gig that night.
But, yeah.
And then we definitely have a few gigs a month here. We play at 11th Street Bar coming up.
Play 11th Street Bar in New York quite regularly. We're playing on Friday at the my father's place in Long Island.
Glen Cove.
Yep.
Yeah. So we do plenty of things. It just, this was a little bit of a last minute gig, and Brian's, you know, he's one of the most in-demand dudes around here, so he's busy.
Yeah, but I love the Town Crier. It's such an intimate venue and lends itself very well. Are you going to be solo or are you bringing
I might bring a trio. It might be Rich Hammond's going to come and play bass with me, and I'm hoping Aaron Comes is going to come too.
Great.
The drummer. Your drummer.
Yeah, right. The drummer.
I saw you play with him at Daryl's house.
Yeah. But he's in the Spin Doctors, and they do a lot of gigs, and I believe he has a weekend off, and he's kind of unsure whether he wants to be working that weekend.
Understandable.
But it depends how he feels. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't do it, I don't know. The guys that I work with, they're all busy, so it's quite tricky to get people together.
Yeah, understandable. But the Town Crier is the kind of place where you can just, you know, just you and a bassist, or just you would also work beautifully there.
Thank you. Yeah. I hope so. And also, if I bring people, I have to pay them.
Yep.
It really sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The more people on stage, the less money I make.
So it's true. People don't think about that.
It's a lot of math going on.
They're worth it.
It's a lot of math going on in your head, I can tell.
Yeah, Brian's like, oh, that's another $200.
Oh, no, I know it well. I play in bar bands, and the consideration of, like, should we have an opener? Well, if we just play three sets, then we don't have to split the door with anybody else. So.
All that.
Yep.
All that comes into play. It can be a mixed. So I'm looking for it. False economy, because it's nice to have people come and see the band. It sounds great. They come back and see you again. You know what I mean?
Mm. Yeah.
But I'm not particularly money oriented either. I'll spend. I don't care really. Oh, it's a good show.
Yeah.
But Brian's busy, unfortunately, and as is my other keyboard player, Ben. He's busy, and But it's Richard Hammond, who's an amazing bass player, and maybe Aaron if he can make it.
Yeah. James Maddock is my guest in the studio. New album, Night Work, is out now. You got another song for us?
Yeah, let's try the... This is the opening song on the record, which was my attempt at a kind of eagly Creedence vibe. It's called Runaway. Out of trouble. all go down. He buys her a drink, she wants a double. Try the Continental Bar, check the dives on the South Lamar. For the runaway, for the runaway. You can try, but you will fail. She is the hammer, you'll nail. She's a runaway. On the line, because it is. I need to write a book, put it down in black and white. I'll be a number one bestseller. I'd learn a thing or two about heartache, tears, and time. For the runaway. For the runaway. You can try, but you will fail. She's a hammer and you're the nail. She's a runaway. 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 She's a runaway.
James Maddock, 98.1 KZE. Catch him on September 8th at the Town Crier in Beacon. Also, Brian Mitchell on the accordion. Adam helping us out in here today. Guys, thank you so much. This was a blast.
Thank you very much for having us. A real pleasure, MK. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Check out the new album, Nightwork, out now at 98.1 KZE. Come back and visit us anytime.
Thank you.
We got your community bulletin board now, and Al Olander up next on KZE.